Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
For 15 seconds and it's 3rd and 26. They have one timeout left.
This is like the light box. You could have gotten numbers, but just didn't.
You better hurry.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is disaster in the making here. You're going to have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
Botched it.
I don't have to tell people what that was. I know it's like a nightmare. It's almost like talking about the double doink, what happened last year on Thanksgiving where the Bears blew it. Matt Eberflus blew it against the Detroit Lions. As we welcome you back into Rahimi, Harris, and Grody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. We are going to take your calls at 312-644-6767. Very simply, because we've talked so much about this matchup that is coming on Friday, the Bears at the Eagles at 2 o'clock. What are you thinking? What are you feeling about this game and whether or not the Bears can pull it off? 312-644-6767. So we'll certainly look forward to that. But my God, we were, I think everybody last year, Marshall, especially at this time and leading up to it, it's not like it wasn't bad prior to the Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit last year. But do you remember how bad life was and what the mode we all had to go into as broadcasters? And I'm sure the fan base had to go into a certain mode as well, which I hate.
What would you call that mode?
Losing. It's loser. It's called loser mode. It's like, okay, where's the loser mode manual? Oh, yeah, here it is, which really just becomes rip on everybody. Rip on the GM, rip on the coach, rip on the owners. Oh, yeah, and then start to try to figure out what's going to happen next year. Are you going to tank? What are you going to draft in the first round? Like, the whole thing just becomes a loser manual.
So here's why last year was so interesting. And I use interesting as the kind word to describe what happened, right? It was the way that game played out. Remember, they were coming off a game in which they lost in overtime to the Vikings, a Viking team that was having a phenomenal run. But you felt like they were right there. Like, they're not that far off, even though at the time, coming into that game, it was a 5-game losing streak. Coming into the Thanksgiving Day game, short turnaround. Do you remember the first half of that game? That's probably where you have to start, and how badly they were just getting the brakes beat off of them.
You're talking about the Lions game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The statistics in that game are jarring in the first half.
Yes. Yeah, so what you need to understand is I didn't watch the first half live. I was on a flight. I land, and then I get like the catch up on text messages in the group chat. It's like, oh, well, let me just see how bad it is. And I see the comeback. Or the makings of a comeback,
yeah,
if you will.
Which was amazing in itself, that the Bears actually came back in a game in which it was the most pitiful half of football they had played.
And so, understanding that You had the fail Mary, the bad ending of the first half against Arizona. You had the embarrassment against New England at home, which people thought that was going to be their get right time.
An absolute embarrassment.
And then the the Minnesota game, which went to overtime. You felt like, okay, the comeback is believable.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Because Caleb had some elite throws in that game, too. And
yeah, he had a little clutch in him, even at that point.
He was starting to show.
He's trying to take the chains of the offense off of him, right? Trying to take the chains off. He could not evade the chains, though.
Couldn't
the chains were too
off.
Heavy.
Yeah, they were too.
Like Matt Eberflus, and that look on his face on the sideline when he did nothing, when he didn't call a timeout, he did nothing. I just remember thinking coming out of that game, okay, Eberflus has to get fired today, right? He can't come back on the plane, right? And I think understanding at that point that this ain't on Caleb, this is the whole organization from the top on down. The thoughts going through my head after Matt Eberflus's face on the sideline was like, who hired this guy? Did he really hire this guy? And it goes all the way to the chairman, right? You're trying to figure out where did this go so wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I can't – losing mode is right.
That's part of the loser manual.
Because at that point I was like, you know what? They may not win another game this season based on what I've seen over the last five games, but especially this to me was worse than the fail Mary. It really was, because it proved you didn't learn your lesson as a coach when you doubled down saying, oh, that play had nothing to do with anything, the play before the fail Mary.
Well, and if you really want to go back in time, if you're feeling really cynical and negative, go check out the Take the North podcast from last year when Dan and I ranked the losses.
Like during the losing streak?
Yeah, we did. I think it was after the season had ended. We finally said, screw it. See, that's part of the loser manual. What a loser show that was.
What was the number one loss? Do you remember?
For me, it was the I guess I went a little bit meatball. I went with the Green Bay blocked kick game.
The blocked kick?
Yeah.
Over
because it's the Packers, and it was just devastating and symbolic. I mean, I don't think there's any wrong answer. I mean, like if I think about it now, like you brought up that New England game. I don't think that gets enough credit for how horrible that was because they were just so bad.
Well, that's
the
when
Patriots,
when I knew they were done.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're done. You have no chance of getting anything out of the season. But they come right back with the Packers in that blocked field goal. That's what they kept giving you reasons to believe, okay, maybe they can get out of this.
Right. Because they didn't play terribly that day, but you got the kick block, and then here we're off and running with Cairo Santos issues, so which was part of the loser manual last year. However, to bring it back to 2025, because I really don't want to live in last year. Look, there was a lot of stuff that was written about Caleb Williams, obviously, in the Seth Wickersham book, it by Tyler Dunn, and you could choose to believe it or choose not to believe it, but somewhere along the line, I could pretty safely say and tell you that the communication between coaching staff and quarterback was stunted pretty badly. Maybe not as badly as it was reported, as in never watching tape with this man, but it was pretty, like, you had two staff going one way, Caleb going the other way. Who knows what Caleb was actually culpable for, if he was a bad student, if he thumbed his nose at those guys, and that some of that would actually be believable. There was a bad separation of powers last year between quarterback and coaching staff. I think it's pretty obvious and pretty easy to say. I want to play some audio right now, which I think outlines, symbolizes how different things are this year with this coaching staff this late into the season. And I know winning helps with the buy-in, but you had to get this guy to buy in from the first day of training camp, which maybe he didn't quite do last year, talking about Caleb Williams. But listen to this question and answer to Caleb Williams about his play this year, and then I will fill in some blanks for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.